Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, Director General Mr. José Garciano da Silva. Mr. da Silva, you can still rely on Denmark in this organization's immense contribution to eradicate hunger and malnutrition in your continuous effort to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of FAO. We also acknowledge your contribution to our mutual pursuit of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, including being the custodian of many SDG indicators. To reduce food losses and waste is a tremendous problem and requires focused action and investment throughout the entire food chain in all countries and regions. Food losses and waste have to be reduced due to the protection of the environment, climate mitigation, resource productivity, and the economy as such. Most important to eliminate hunger, stunting, and reduce malnutrition. It's also a question of an ineffective use of energy, water, soil, fertilizers, and pesticides. We ought to facilitate knowledge sharing and disseminate best practices, know-how, and technologies. Residues from food production must also be seen in the context of circular bioeconomy. In many countries, it also requires a check of the legislations concerning food processing and labeling. We have to invent better measures in order to monitor more frequently and targeted the achievements in the years to come. I think that the concept of food is precious, invented recently by IKEA, is an excellent one which should be taken more serious by all human beings. The app Too Good To Go gained the Nordic Environmental Award 2016 can also be mentioned. Climate change mitigation and the conversion of fertile soils and biodiversity are crucial issues. Here we have to highlight cost effectiveness in respect of reducing greenhouse emissions throughout the agricultural sector globally. We have to modify our agri policies in order to enhance the efficiencies concerning climate change mitigation, and to that end, we ought to increase our knowledge of robust and fair climate mitigation instruments. Local and regional flexibility, taking advantage of ITC and big data, as well as individual soil smart agriculture, is crucial in our view in order to achieve our common climate goals and not jeopardizing these extremely important issues at stake for humanity. The insufficient level of investments and innovation, including the dissemination of current knowledge and best practices, is an obstacle for improving the entire food chain. There still is a dramatic need for improvement in the level as well as the quality of investments in sustainable agriculture, with emphasis on the scarcity of water, energy, and soil. Links to the fulfillment of the SDGs by 2030 are unaccountable, literally speaking. The huge problems concerning the ongoing waste of food have to be addressed, and the real residues from food production, i.e. fibers from crops and animal waste products, not being recycled, can be reiterated. The threat from antimicrobial resistance is one of the biggest health challenging issues we are facing today. Here we have to focus on promoting a solid prevention alert work and reduce the use of antibiotics to a more adequate use. It is also important to impose measures concerning the practices of prescription without any economic incentives. Finally, some of the most critical effective antibiotics should be used for human beings only, and in normal common circumstances not be allowed for animal use. Adequate resources for combating AMR and combating misuse of antibiotics, and in particular as growth promoters, is a core issue for us. This indeed also goes for the work of Codex Alimentarius. I also like to recall the 17th SDG concerning, amongst other important issues, the strive for professional governance, including transparency and accountability of governmental activities, democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. In that respect, a strong focus on the empowerment of and rights of women and girls, gender equality, including access to and possession of capital are essential preconditions for equitable and inclusive development. And women's possible contribution to the increase of investment in rural small farming activities in order to enhance employment and the functioning of food markets would implies more healthier nutrition to more people. The Director General and the entire staff of FAO can count on our continued commitment. Thank you for your attention. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.